KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid 40s, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 60s, around 70, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight 50, and Saturday and Sunday, rain. Right now, it's 54.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The National Biodiesel Board this week sent a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan requesting a meeting to present the findings of a new study. That study, according to the NBB, assesses and quantifies the public health benefits and resulting economic saving of using 100% biodiesel in U.S. communities near heavy transportation corridors. The organization says heavy transportation corridors are an emerging area of concern for EPA. Kurt Kavarik, NBB Vice President of Federal Affairs, wrote in the letter they believe that including biodiesel and renewable diesel in the administration's plans to address carbon is fully consistent with the agency's focus on environmental justice. The study shows switching to 100% biodiesel would result in 340 fewer premature deaths, 46,000 fewer lost workdays, and $3 billion in avoided health care cost. Additionally, the study said the switch would bring 45% reduction in cancer risk for communities near heavy-duty transportation corridors. Through days of advocacy and event pairing, the National Farmers Union members with lawmakers, the organization advocating legislative solutions to address climate change. Farmers Union members participating in virtual meetings this week and next with members of the House and Senate Ag Committees. They're advocating for voluntary and city-based programs and market initiatives that help farmers implement climate-friendly practices and install on-farm renewable energy systems. Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says while we're really encouraging by strong bipartisan support for climate action, they want to make sure that the efforts take farmers' unique needs and interests into account. Now, to ensure such programs are executed smoothly, they also promote robust funding for technical assistance. Additionally, participants and other farmer union members will sit down with USDA officials to learn more about the administration's climate initiatives. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As more jobs continue to open up across the state of Kansas after the COVID-19 pandemic, one type of job is available in most counties across the state that's been underserved for a long time, and that's working as a correctional deputy at county jails. As KSN News reports it, within Sedgwick County alone, there are currently 80 openings for correctional deputies. And Cowley County Sheriff David Folletti says that he's having a hard time finding corrections officers as well.
I've been in this job for over 25 years, and I've never seen it this bad. Being a corrections officer is not the easiest job in the world. You're meeting people when they're probably at the worst points in their life. We see a lot of drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and a lot of mental illness in the jails right now. So it's very difficult sometimes for folks to work in that kind of environment.
In other news, a Medicine Lodge police officer received treatment for injuries at a local hospital after a standoff on Tuesday night at a Medicine Lodge home. Police had responded to a call of a report of animal cruelty. Good American Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Conservative Republicans have split and halted the push in Kansas for a convention of states to propose changes to the U.S. Constitution. The state Senate spent nearly 3 hours yesterday during the final hours of its annual session to consider a resolution asking Congress to call a convention. But senators voted 21-19 to send the resolution back to committee. Convention backers envision a one vote per state gathering that proposes fiscal restraints on the federal government and term limits for Congress. The Kansas Constitution says a call must get two-thirds majority in both chambers, but convention backers argue that conflicts with the U.S. constitutional requirements. In other news, law enforcement in western Kansas, a 14-month-old boy who was inside a sports utility vehicle when it was stolen from a driveway early on Wednesday morning has been found safe. An Amber Alert was issued for the toddler after his mother reported she had strapped him into the SUV in the driveway of her Garden City home around 5 a.m. She was taking him to the babysitter when the mother said she briefly went back inside and saw the SUV drive away. Police did find the SUV with the child still inside, abandoned a short distance away. Good American Network News.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A 19-year-old Phillips man is facing two felony charges after he refused to leave an airplane parked at the Central Nebraska Regional Airport in Grand Island. Tyler Caudill is charged with attempted theft and possession of a deadly weapon. His bond set yesterday was $250,000. Police say a man saw Caudill passed out in the cabin of a plane on the airport's tarmac Tuesday. When police arrived, Caudill was seen trying to manipulate the airplane's controls. He eventually left the plane when police fired chemical agents inside. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts ramping up his crusade for the meat industry by endorsing a new beef passport program to promote beef eating a few weeks after he blasted Colorado's governor for a resolution encouraging its residents to eat less. Ricketts cast meat as an essential to his state's economy. He spoke at a downtown Lincoln steakhouse where he issued his annual proclamation of May as Beef Month. Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain for an ECU to retail. Expires 5/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as positive COVID cases remain in the single digits for most area counties, including Marshall, Washington, and Nemaha, with none reported some recent weeks, a mask mandate at the Marysville schools will go back into effect after it was dropped just a week ago. An elementary staff member and high school student tested positive. It was announced Wednesday. And the district is monitoring the situation in cooperation with the county health department. Prompting this reminder that COVID vaccination appointments are open to those over age 16 at the county health departments as immunization efforts continue. Over one-third of local residents have received a shot so far. The fifth annual Pony Express Match Day event is Friday in Marysville. Donations made to the Marysville Community Foundation or any of the 44 nonprofit organizations registered may be eligible to receive up to a 50% match with $75,000 funding supported by the foundation and a number of contributors. On Friday, donations can be made online anytime at ponyupmarysville.com or in person from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Donors are asked to enter through the main west door and wear a mask with social distancing. Details online at ponyup-marysville.com and on the group's Facebook page. A busy Mother's Day weekend is upcoming with the return of the Mother's Day Market and related activities in Marysville this Saturday, Sunday. And the Big Kansas Road Trip comes to Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties beginning Thursday and Friday, continuing through the weekend. Kylie Bergstrom, director of Seneca Area Chamber and Downtown Impact, was a guest on our public affairs program and outlines many events and activities to be featured.
So the Big Canvas Road Trip, which is happening May 6th through the 9th, is basically a showcase of three rural counties in Kansas, this year being Brown, Donovan, and Nemaha counties. The cool thing about the road trip is that it's kind of a plan your own adventure. There's all kinds of different things happening in all three of the counties, including church tours, museum tours, live music events, things out on people's farms, legitimately anything you can probably think of we might have going on.
Kylie Bergstrom goes on to encourage visitors to plan a road trip to Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties this weekend.
The best way to figure out what you want to do is to visit our website, which is BigKansasRoadTrip.com. On there, there's a list of all the events, attractions, activities, the restaurants, the shops, just everything. We really want to roll out the red carpet and show everyone all the great, unique, and wonderful things that our three counties have to offer all year long.
Mina L. Barr, age 96, formerly of Rural Liberty, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life service is planned May 29th at Mission Creek Presbyterian Church, Rural Liberty. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Mina Barr. Gary Zarbenicki, age 82, passed away February 19th at California. Graveside service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Gary Zarbenicki.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The 2020 Pony at Marysville Match Day is Friday. You make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helvering Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyatmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday to 11:59 p.m. Friday.
The Marshall County Fair Association is raising funds for maintenance of the fairgrounds and building additions and removals. Your donation will grow the fund used for fair activities and necessities. Your gift is vital in helping maximize the match. Thank you for your support.
Each year, the Community Memorial Healthcare Foundation sends out a year-end appeal asking donors to consider giving towards identified needs within the hospital. These are generally pieces of medical equipment used by the staff to care for patients. They still have several items to fund and invite you to partner with them to make a difference in the lives of many. Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helvering Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, high pressure system moving in across the central, east central parts of the Midwest, bringing us sunny skies for today, dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow. We have another system that will move into the central, east central parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend, bringing cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, temperatures in the 60s, a little bit cooler behind the system on Sunday. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, mid-40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 60s, around 70. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, isolated rain showers overnight, lows around 50. For Saturday, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s, and will continue with rain Saturday night, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature, early May, 74. Record high on this date, 96. The average low 50 and the record low 26. Sunset this evening 8:25. Sunrise in the morning at 6:23. We received another few hundredths of an inch of rain with brief showers passing Wednesday evening.
It's a national day of thought and prayer. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 6th, the 126th day of the year. Actor and philanthropist George Clooney is turning 60 today, and on this day in 1994, the Channel Tunnel opened underneath the English Channel. It is also the National Day of Prayer here in the U.S., designated by Congress as a day to turn to God through prayer and meditation. Today is actually a distant cousin of Thanksgiving. After the success of the fall holiday where we give thanks, the National Day of Prayer was established in 1952 by President Truman as the spring version of the holiday. It's celebrated by people of all religions, and the president is required by law to sign a proclamation today. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history or sign up for our e-newsletter online at almanac.com.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
From the Appalachian Trail to the Pacific Coast Highway and every piece of road in between, you'll travel in style if you begin your journey at Prairie Bend Casino and Resort. Start earning entries now in our Happy Camper RV giveaway. Then be here June 13th when you'll have six chances to win our grand prize, a luxurious Coachman RV from Olathe Ford. Visit prairieband.com for details.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Josh Naylor homered in the ninth inning, sending the Cleveland Indians to a 5-4 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Naylor greeted Wade Davis with a leadoff drive to right for his second homer. Nick Wittergren struck out the side in the eighth for the win, and James Karinchak worked the ninth for his third save. Cleveland trailed 4-0 after five innings and rallied to win in the first three games of the four-game set. The Wichita Wind Surge continued its perfect start as a franchise, beating the Springfield Cardinals 5-4 yesterday. Wichita improves to 2-0 on the season. Jose Miranda will go down in the Wind Surge record books. He hit a moonshot in the third inning to give Wichita the 2-0 lead. It was the first homer in Wind Surge history. The Surge needed to score two runs in the seventh to take the lead. Aaron Whitefield scored on a wild pitch to give Wichita the lead. Ryan Mason got the save. Kansas, Mid-America, Network Sports.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
The Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, turns 90 years old today. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman has more on the Hall of Fame outfielder.
Say hey, say who, say Willie.
Willie Mays broke into the big leagues in 1951, part of the first group of African-American players.
He could hit, he could run, he had a great arm.
Barry Bloom is a veteran sports writer. Mays had power.
Here's the pitch to Willie.
Swung on, hit deep to left. That one is way back.
His 660 home runs remain sixth on the all-time list, but his defensive skills were just as great.
Willie Mays just caught this ball to his feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion.
In 1979, in his first year of eligibility, Willie Mays was elected to the Hall of Fame. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The Kansas City Royals wrap up their series with the Cleveland Indians today. First pitch at 1:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, don't miss your chance to get your Darren Sproles bobblehead.
You are going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Order your Wildcat football season tickets by May 15th and join us October 2nd as we take on Oklahoma for Hall of Fame weekend and welcome Darren back to Manhattan.
Touchdown, Darren Sproles!
Oh, what a move by Sproles. How'd he come out of that pack?
Reserve your seats at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS by May 15th to get your Sproles bobblehead. Go Cats!
Choosing the right replacement windows for your present home or for your new construction is critically important. Let Hometown Lumber and Hardware guide you in finding the right style for your home. But there's more to consider than just their beauty. When you choose windows with superior thermal insulating properties, your home will stay warmer in winter and cooler in summer. Your new windows will stand the test of time and look great doing it. Find them at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Add some year-round interest to your landscape with the North American native Carpinus caroliniana. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known as hornbeam and musselwood, this small-scale tree is hardy in zones 4 to 9 and is native from Nova Scotia to Minnesota, south to Florida, Texas, and into Mexico and Central America. The smooth gray bark has fluted ridges that resemble flexed muscles. Unique leafy flowers appear before the leaves, and clusters of leafy nutlets persist into winter. The new growth is bronze to purple and eventually turns dark green. In fall, the leaves brighten the landscape as leaves turn yellow, orange, red, or reddish purple. Select a cultivar like JN Select, Ball of Fire, or Fire Spire, known for their shape and outstanding fall color. This slow-growing tree tolerates shade and periodic flooding. It eventually grows 20 to 30 feet tall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Route 66 is full of pieces of Americana, and in central Illinois, you'll find a drive-in over 70 years old, and customers traveling from other continents just to experience it. It's a classic meal on a classic road on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Route 66 begins in Chicago, Illinois. Bill Kelly knows the miles that pass through his state very well,
having been executive director of the Illinois Route 66 National Scenic Byway.
One of the great things about being able to travel on a legend like Route 66 is you'll be able to stop, talk to the people that have been here since the beginning. And Cozy Dog has been here since the 1940s.
Bill and I sat down with Sue and Tony Waldmeier. Tony's grandfather established the Cozy Dog back in the 1940s.
My grandfather had a friend named Don Strand, whose father was a baker. Working together, they developed the batter that will stick to the Cozy Dog.
It is a hot dog on a stick, but if you've never had one, well, you'll just have to come here and taste the difference.
Once Don Strand had the batter recipe going and he was selling Cozy Dogs on cocktail forks, he discovered that vertically frying the Cozy Dogs rather than floating them reduced cook time, made them cook more evenly, and to do so, he invented his own racks.
Those vertical frying racks were patented. It is a corn dog masterpiece.
We use our original recipe batter that has been unchanged over the decades. We use a fresh Oscar Mayer hot dog, and the dogs are dipped fresh per order, so you're not getting soggy, fair-style corn dog.
Tony says there are two groups of customers, the loyal local diners and the traveling crowd who are passing by on Route 66 and have heard of the famous Cozy Dog.
It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of it and to get to have so much fun here. Here we all love our job.
Traveling the countryside on Route 66 in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
The prunes you bought at the grocery store started out as plums on a tree. Hi, I'm Jody Henke, here from a California farmer who talks about the plums to prunes process as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
The state of California produces 99% of the nation's prunes, which start out as plums. While all prunes are plums, not all plums can be dried into prunes. Joe Turkovich is the chairman of the California Prune Board and is also a full-time prune farmer in Winters, California. He produces for Sunsweet Growers, a grower-owned and operated cooperative. Along with prune and walnut trees, he rotates a variety of crops on his 220 acres, including hay, wheat, and safflower. It takes prune trees about 5 months to go from flowering to harvest. While most farmers try to get the biggest yield from a crop as they can, this is not the case with plums grown for prunes. He says in their business, more is not better.
If the crop is too heavy, we will take fruit off. We do that mechanically these days. We'll shake the tree and try to get a number of fruit on the tree that can be sized, because the real name of the game in prune production is to get large, sweet fruit. For your highest quality comes from big fruit. So you can't overcrop. If you do, you're in trouble.
At harvest time, mechanical harvesters shake the fruit off the tree into bins, and then it goes through conveyors that blow off leaves and debris. 100 years ago, for a plum to become a prune, the fruit was set outside on trays to dry in the sun. Today, it's sent to a dehydrator.
Which are these central locations that are like big convection ovens, and they get placed on wooden trays, stacked up, and they roll through over an 18-hour period through these big dryer tunnels. They come out on the back end, and they weigh one-third their weight that they did going in.
Learn more about how prunes are grown at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching.
Hearing the stories of teenagers who come back from a mission trip. Seeing their joy at making a difference for others is inspiring. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Of course, you don't have to go on a trip to make a big impact or qualify your generosity. In fact, just being open to the idea of giving back to others is where generosity begins. It's the seed that will allow you to act on your actions and bring joy to someone's life. Perhaps God has been calling you to volunteer at your local food pantry or church nursery. You can also live generously without leaving the comfort of your home. Consider sending an anonymous donation to a family in need or signing up for an online program that tutors children. God says that there will always be those in need among us. So let's do our part in helping those who need it the most. Not only will you help others, but you'll find you're living a life of meaning and gratitude.
The world's largest ag input supplier calls for agriculture to become climate smart. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition has a tip for treated seed spills. Katie Sabinelli is with Syngenta.
When planting treated seeds, be sure to immediately cover or remove any seed spills so wildlife in the area don't consume the seeds. Knowing spills are most likely to occur at the loading site, at the field's entrance, and at turn rows helps you take preventative measures to avoid spills before they happen.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/be sure. The Canadian company Nutrien distributes 25 million metric tons of fertilizer every year and provides other inputs and services to farmers globally. In November, the company announced its own carbon program. And more recently, President and CEO Chuck Magro called for others in the industry to get on board.
No one company can do this alone. This is really going to be key for the industry to come together and to work with the entire ag value chain and work on solutions through a standardization of either systems or a platform, as well as policy. So agricultural policy when it comes to climate and carbon needs to be streamlined, and it needs to be built for agriculture.
Magro paints agriculture as a leader in climate action.
Agriculture is up for the challenge. I've seen it in all the years I've worked in this industry. We have consistently delivered on food security for decades. And I think the next challenge for us is how do we continue to grow our food security around the world, make sure the food system is strong, but also now we have a new challenge in front of us, which is how do we tackle climate change? And our view is that the best way to go forward is to create a carbon-based economy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The 2020 Pony at Marysville Match Day is Friday. You make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helvering Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyatmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday to 11:59 p.m. Friday.
Incredible progress at the Union Pacific Historic Depot has been made thanks to generous contributions of our supporters. Much remains to be improved, including electrical work and installing new heating and air conditioning. Cost for these projects may range upwards of $100,000. Every dollar raised helps, and Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society thanks you for your contribution at Pony Express Match Day.
This is Ron Grauer with Kansas Honor Flight. Pony at Marysville Match Day is Friday. Please consider a donation to Kansas Honor Flight to honor and remember our veterans. This year, we have many area veterans waiting for the flights. Your donation provides transportation to the flight, and it covers flight costs. It's our way of saying thank you to these brave patriots. We appreciate your support.
The Marysville Community Foundation's mission is to provide a vehicle for current and future community needs through philanthropic giving. There are many reasons why people choose to give through Marysville Community Foundation, such as a local board that understands our community and offers administration in building your legacy.
Pony at Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helvering Center or online at ponyatmarysville.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the Internet can be a great place to do business and to make connections that wouldn't otherwise be possible in rural America. However, the anonymity on the Internet can also make it tough to know who you're doing business with. Caitlin Glover is executive director of the Public Lands Council. Late in April, the PLC received multiple unconfirmed reports of hay scams directly targeting agriculture.
Specifically with this hay situation that we've seen this year, and we've seen it in a few past years, but, you know, there are new technologies that emerge and allow people who want to do bad things to do them more efficiently. We've seen a few folks who have either bought hay and it's never been delivered, or they've sold hay and have had a fraudulent payment. And so there have been a couple of those situations over the last few years. All of them are, of course, been prosecuted, and they go through that legal process. But it is rather unfortunate because some of these producers not only really rely on the hay if they're buying hay, but also with farming and ranching cash flows, it's really inconvenient and kind of dangerous for the business as well to be out that much money or that much physical asset with the hay.
She says there are things that farmers and ranchers can do to protect themselves while buying and selling hay.
We really do encourage folks to work through verified systems. So in the West, the ranchers can work with the Bureau of Land Management and other land management agencies who have some of those verified buyer programs through USDA and through other state agencies. That way you're able to verify that someone has purchased hay from this person before, or this person has purchased hay before. We know they're a real person. We know they have real forage needs. And so it's much more likely to be a positive transaction.
She says financial losses can and will pile up quickly if producers don't protect themselves. She says, therefore, it's vital to take a little extra time to do so. Caitlin Glover of the Public Lands Council. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all at one location? Head to Rusty Export.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty Export. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-point inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says there needs to be some permanence to the Biden administration's upcoming rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. rule. It will be the third attempt to write the lasting WOTUS rule in many presidencies. Speaking at the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee yesterday, Regan says he hopes to bring the ag community into the discussion on what's the best way to move forward without ping-ponging back and forth, protecting the water quality and not overburdening farmers. Regan previously said the Biden administration wouldn't bring back the Obama rule, which expanded the number of wetlands and other features subject to regulation under the Clean Water Act. But he said yesterday the Trump administration's WOTUS rewrite was not as protective of water quality as it could be. But he said he did not want to prejudge the outcome without an earnest engagement with the ag community. And top trade officials from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada will convene in the next few weeks to review complaints that have been made under the three countries' new trade agreement, that according to U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. She called it a meeting to review performance and take care of the agreement. She said she will bring up complaints like Mexico's proposed ban of glyphosate and Canada's alleged misuse of the dairy quotas it agreed to in the USMCA. The Biden administration will discuss next steps after the meeting if the U.S. complaints are not adequately addressed at the meeting, Tai told the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. And a senior House Democrat says he's trying to shed more light on hunger in America by moving conversations beyond the Ag Committee to other panels. Representative Jim McGovern chairs the House Rules Committee on Wednesday, hosted the first of a series of hearings on hunger. McGovern sits on the Ag Committee, says Congress and the White House should address the problem more broadly than they have been. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Pigs raised on pasture bring big money in some parts of the country. If you can manage them properly, your profits might be in hog heaven. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Pasturing pigs isn't a new idea. Hogs have been raised on the landscape for centuries, long before confinement barns and farrowing crates. The primary benefit of pasturing pigs today is to take advantage of a growing niche market. Particularly on the East Coast, there are consumers who will pay more for pork that was raised under different management protocols. Elizabeth Hines is an extension swine specialist at Penn State University. She says before you turn them out to the back 40, keep in mind that hogs aren't like sheep or cattle. Pigs will eat grass, but they don't digest it very well.
They need a feed source, and then they could supplement their diet with the grass. So in general, you're not going to get pigs that grow very well out on pasture unless you supplement their feed. And in addition to being out on pasture, they're going to be faced with parasites, and they're going to cause damage to your land unless you rotate them frequently.
Pastured pigs need a fresh water supply, and this can be tricky. They'll want to burrow under tanks and concrete pads and wallow in the muddy mess they make. Portable watering and feeding systems will help minimize damage. Hines says selecting breeds for pastured pork depends primarily on the goals of your targeted market.
If you're going to be tackling the financial benefits of this market, you would want to select a breed that feeds the need of that market. If your market wants something that's raised out on pasture and has a higher fat content, you would want to pick a breed that has a higher fat content and maybe some of our more traditional breeds.
I'm Jody Hankey. Learn more about pasturing pigs at agriculture.com.
A full benefits package, including a pension plan, are waiting for you at Farmers Cooperative. There are several openings in the energy sector for delivery, truck technicians, tire warehouse, and more. Must have Class B CDL, hazmat preferred, but not required. You'll join a team that goes out of its way to help you succeed. Get more info by texting JOBS 2021 to 402-946-2211.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Looking at some nice moves for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat as we roll through the day here, headed towards the end. July KC wheat is up 8 1/4 at 7.25 1/4. September up 7 3/4 at 7.29 3/4. July corn is up 9 1/2 at 7.18. September is up 13 1/4 at 6.44 1/4. So a good look for wheat and for corn. July soybeans up 25 1/2 at 15.68. August beans up 25 3/4 at 15.17 1/4. So looking pretty good for soybeans. The products are coming along nicely. July soybean meal is up $3.10 at 427.50. August up 3.60 at 422.70. July bean oil is 66 points higher at 64.12, while August bean oil is up 117 at 60.96. Cotton is doing well today. July cotton is at 89.88. That's up 255 points. October cotton is at 89. Make that 88.19. That's up 118 points. Turning to the livestock complex, June live cattle up 85 at 115.27, August up 75 at 118.47. All the back months are solid in live cattle. Feeder cattle, well, we're having some issues here. May feeders up 22 at 131.70, but they're just about done. August feeders down 110 at 144.12. September down 117 at 146.30. So pressure on some feeder cattle. June hogs flat at 114.42. July hogs up 22 at 114.70. So we've got some pressure on spots across our livestock complex. Crude oil, June crude is down 54 cents at 65.09. We're seeing some negativity with unleaded gas and heating oil as well. And gold is sharply higher. June gold up $30.90, $1,815 an ounce. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sport engine Nero KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain for ECD to retail. Expires 5 months.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf. Quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
And then someday you'll leave me for
City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.